From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Security has increased in Bangladesh's capital Saturday following the 11-hour standoff with a group of militants who killed 20 mostly foreign civilians at an upscale restaurant. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bangladesh, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. International reaction to the attack has been swift. In Kazakhstan, the ambassador to India said his country would work toward coordinating global efforts against militancy during its tenure in the United Nations Security Council.
I think that during Security Council seat, we will work on these issues to coordinate all the countries' efforts to fight terrorism, because terrorism is not acceptable. What happened in Turkey, what happening in Bangladesh, it's not acceptable. We are living in 21st century and we are facing such challenges. It's awful.
Members of the UN General Assembly voted Kazakhstan, Sweden and Bolivia and Ethiopia into the Security Council back in June of 28 of this year. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike has killed two top Islamic State military commanders near Mosul. The Pentagon says the deputy minister of war, who led Islamic State's capture of the Iraqi city in 2014, died in the attack. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said removing terrorist leaders from the battlefield shapes the environment of the Iraqi forces to ultimately liberate Mosul with support from the international coalition. After freeing the city of Fallujah from the Islamic State, Iraqi forces are now turning their attention to Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. This is VOA News. The government of Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency in Afghanistan is taking an increasing toll on civilian lives, with the deaths and injuries across the country. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against insurgents, but Afghan leaders have asked the country's security authorities to exercise extreme precautions to protect and avoid civilian casualties. Thousands of supporters of the European Union marched in London Saturday protesting the Brexit referendum result. Marchers are hoping British lawmakers would block any moves to leave the 28-nation bloc. Many people are calling for a second referendum, arguing the Leave campaign lied to the people and made pledges and promises that were abandoned once their side won the referendum. Many others were angry at the lack of political leadership following the referendum result. Prime Minister David Cameron resigned because of the Brexit outcome. Police in Serbia say a man opened fire with an automatic weapon in a cafe early Saturday, killing his wife and four others. At least 20 people were wounded in the attack north of the capital, Belgrade. Authorities are continuing to investigate the circumstances. As the vote counting continues in Australia's general election, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull of the ruling party is lashing out at his rivals.
Values that we have and the policies that we brought to this election meet the challenges of our times. The Labor Party ran some of the most systematic, well-funded lies.
The ruling Conservative coalition is expected to lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 15,000 asylum seekers have gone through a so-called pre-registration process on mainland Greece. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Much of Borno State in northeastern Nigeria was off limits to aid agencies after Boko Haram gained control of large swathes of the territory in mid-2014. The Nigerian army and regional forces have now chased the insurgents out of most towns and cities. The spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says returning aid workers describe scenes of destruction and people living under shocking conditions.
These are mainly subsistence farmers who live there. If they are displaced from their land, they cannot produce the food that they are supposed to eat.
But he says the situation in this area is so critical that a much faster and wider response is required. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For details on these stories in this newscast and much more news, you can join us online at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.